Chapter 1. Lindsay DeLuca stood near the picture window in her living room, staring down at the paperback book in her hands, her eyes stinging with tears of joy. The sun glimmered across the cover, a picture of a distant ranch and mountains with a lone cowboy riding his horse in the distance. She let her trembling fingers trace the title, A Cowboy in Montana, and then her own name up above, embossed, with letters as large as the title. This was her book, a book that would be on store shelves across the country in just a month. Soon, readers would be swept away into a story she'd created. She could make them laugh, and maybe cry, and escape into a world of happily ever afters. She'd also finally have to tell her friends and family about the secret she'd been keeping. Her day job as a middle school math teacher was very public, and she'd always liked having her writing as something private she did for herself. If her family had known, they'd have constantly asked when she was going to start submitting her work, or if she'd heard back from an editor. She had enough pressure at school and hadn't wanted any more, interested and supportive though her family might be. There was another reason she was leery about her revelation, and that reason was now playing catch on Mabel Street, outside her window, with her 14-year-old nephew, Ethan. Will Sweet. She heard a sharp rapping, and startled, she glanced up to see him in the center of her picture window, as if he'd been framed there, sunlight burnishing his hair. She felt her breath catch and her mouth go dry. Grinning at her, his eyes narrowed from the sun, Will spoke through the window with a muffled voice.
You still coming with us to the game?
She nodded and called, I'll grab my purse and meet you out front. After pulling on a sweater and sticking a windbreaker in her purse, she stepped through the door and paused to watch Will throw the ball back to Ethan. If Will caught her staring, he wouldn't think much of it. He was used to being the center of attention every time he entered a room, with his easygoing charm and killer good looks. He had sandy blonde hair that lightened in the sun, and since he made his living as a cowboy on the Sweetheart Ranch, owned by his family, he was outdoors all the time. That tall, lean body honed and chiseled from years of outdoor work. His eyes were a changeable hazel, fringed with thick lashes and full of merriment. The cleft in his chin might as well have winked at each woman he passed, and he had a model's hollow cheeks. Occasionally, those cheeks bore the scruff of a day-old beard, as if he couldn't be bothered shaving that morning. Think fast! She flinched as Ethan jumped in front of her, pretending to throw the ball. Aunt Lynn's, you fall for that every time, he said, shaking his head. After pulling her door shut, she punched her nephew playfully in the upper arm, because she was no longer tall enough to wrap an arm around his neck. Ethan was almost as tall as his dad, and his hair had been slowly darkening over the years until now it was a light brown. He had the DeLuca brown eyes and his dad's laid-back manner. Laughing, Ethan led them down the street toward the rec league softball game, tossing his ball and catching it. Lindsay fell in beside Will. He smiled at her, then inhaled deeply of the spring air, exhaling with a sigh of satisfaction. You didn't live in Valentine Valley, Colorado, without loving the outdoors. She studied him surreptitiously, admiring the fit of his baseball t-shirt, which sported the logo Tony's Tavern, her brother's place. There'd been a time in high school when she'd harbored a secret crush on Will, but he'd dated her girlfriend Brittany, and Lindsay would never have intruded on that. Then Will had gone and done something so nice that it had struck her heart. It had been Valentine's Day, a big deal in Valentine Valley, and Lindsay's boyfriend had just dumped her. She'd been wrapped up in her problems and accidentally spilled her books from her locker into a heap on the floor. Will had stopped to help her pick them up, and couldn't have missed her bad mood. At lunch, there had been carnations on sale. Red for romance, pink for flirting, white for friendship. And he'd gone and bought her a white one, just to cheer her up. And it had worked. But it had also made her notice how kind he was, how good-hearted, and hunky. Soon, she'd battled a brief and guilty crush on him. That crush had been forgotten when Brittany had died in a terrible accident.